the manuscript as a starting point, Wayne uses a combination of engineering theory and trial and error to come up with a working model.
All right, I'll cock this and you get the camera ready. We'll see if we can get
the prototype looks promising to Marcus Brandt, a carpenter who will help Wayne build the trebuchet. But there's a problem. The model rocks dangerously. This would be a serious flaw in a full-size trebuchet with several tons in motion.
The machine basically tends to want to tip forward. As that weight comes down, it wants to drop straight down. So it tends to pull the machine forward, making, in this case, tip.
To resolve the problem, Wayne re-examines the medieval illustrations of this type of trebuchet. He's struck by the fact that many have wheels, so he decides to build a new model. Not only do wheels eliminate the tendency for it to tip over, the movement also boosts the trebuchet's performance.
Shoot away, come on.
Hugh doubts that wheels will make a trebuchet throw farther, so he insists on a demonstration. For the first throw, Hugh holds down the model. The projectile travels 20 feet.
Now let's try it with letting it loose.
Letting it loose, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's certainly better, isn't it? Yes.
When the trebuchet is allowed to roll, the missile goes an extra 10 feet. Why? The falling counterweight drives the trebuchet forward. Like a pitcher stepping forward, this adds momentum to the throw. The forward motion also permits the counterweight to drop further in a straighter line. The closer the counterweight follows this optimal path, the more energy it captures for throwing.
What I find odd is the idea about it moving and having to move in order to give more energy to the missile. I would have thought was, on the face of it, nonsense. But obviously, if Wayne's tried it and it goes further, then you can't be argued with.
Now that Wayne has confidence in his model, the project moves to Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands for a full-scale test. The trials will take place in the shadow of Castle Urquhart, which may have been besieged with similar weapons during Edward I's Scottish campaigns 700 years ago. Wayne and Hugh arrive at Castle Urquhart to inspect the timber that is delivered by barge. As in the Middle Ages, heavy-duty English oak is the choice for building the carriage and trestles.